Hi, sorry that the first few minutes of the sermon were not recorded properly. Thank you.
And as we reverence all of life, all of creation, this is a pathway of practicing creativity and rest. All of creation praises God by being who they are meant to be. The birds flying, the fruit trees producing, the moon shining praises God by their very existence. And of the 14 verses here in the psalm, the majority of the psalm focuses on the created world praising God. Only 3 verses talk about humans. We see we're a part of the order, we're interrelated, we're connected to the rest of the creation. And we see here that we are called to give reverence and rest to all of creation. We are called to give rest and reverence to the earth, reverence to the mountains, reverence to cattle, reverence to small creatures. This is a psalm that calls us to consider the created world in our practices of creativity and rest. And when we forget this, that we are created, that we are interrelated to all of creation, we follow the path of exploitation of the earth's resources and participating in ways that destroy the earth, the opposite of praise, the opposite of reverencing life and giving rest to the earth. How do we offer creativity and rest to the world around us? What are we doing to contribute to the destruction of our climate, of our earth, that we can change? This psalm is a cry from the created world to recognize our Creator and to allow creation to do their job of praising Yahweh by simply existing. I just finished reading this small book. I think some of you probably have read this book before, The Service Berry by Robin Wall Kimmerer. Kimmerer. How do you say it, Jeanette? Thanks. So this small book, The Service Berry, is another word for Juneberry or Saskatoon berry. She is an indigenous scientist and asks us to look at nature, to look at the abundance and reciprocity of nature. For example, in the Juneberry, the abundance of Juneberries, and to learn the heart of gift economy, to learn to live with gratitude, with sharing, with interconnectedness, rather than the economics of scarcity, competition, and hoarding. Praise the Lord, Service Berry. Praise is an act of humility. It's an act that regards the other. This psalm flattens all status and privilege and power. It names kings and princes, rulers, as well as young and old, women and children, people who did not have any status or power. They're all in this psalm next to the flying birds, the cedars, and ocean depths. In this sermon series on creativity and rest, we've been exploring some of the deeper roots of our restlessness. We wonder why we cannot rest. It's not simply a matter of stopping our busyness. We live in a culture that doesn't respect Creator God nor creation, a culture of overproductivity, of greed, of stress, of pushiness, of exploitation, always wanting more, just a little bit more. And we live in this culture day in and day out. How can we be countercultural? How can we live as a people that the psalm invites us to be close to God's heart? How can we practice this life of praise? The culture we live in seeps into our psyches, which constantly condemns us and judges us, pushes us to think we're not okay, we're not enough, and we're not valuable being who we are. I was reading on my study break a few weeks ago about MAID, medical assistance in dying, in our province, And the numbers are very startling. One of the speakers I was listening to, Dr. Margaret Cottle, she's a palliative care physician here in the Lower Mainland. She's a semi-retired professor at UBC. She asked in this talk that I was listening to, what do you think is the number one reason that people choose MAID? What do you think is the number one reason? Generally, we would think suffering, pain, suffering in our bodies. However, her research shows that the number one reason people choose MAID is because they don't want to be a burden anymore. They don't want to be a burden anymore to their family when they have lost some amount of ability and independence that they used to have. So to decide about MAID is complex. I won't make blanket statements about what people should or should not do in regards to MAID. But how can we be better as a society to reverence and care for life more, for all of life? How do we care, especially for those who feel useless and insignificant, rather than letting those who feel that they are a burden die? This psalm is naming the cattle and the hills and the stars and the hail as valuable just in their existence. Our very existence praises God. How can you praise God? By reverencing life in all people, all things. If we move now to the last curious verse in verse 14, I'll read it. It says, "And God has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart." What exactly is that horn? It's an unfamiliar phrase to us. And I like how the First Nations version puts it. It says, "God has lifted up high a buffalo horn headdress to bring honor to his holy people, the tribes of wrestles with created, the tribe of Israel, a people close to his heart." This language of horn being lifted up is to symbolize strength and dignity. Here in this context, we see God raising the strength and dignity of Israel. God chose this small people group to be close to God's heart, to live on this earth in God's ways, praising God by following God's ways. And as Christ followers, we move to the book of Luke and read that Jesus is also referred to as a horn, which Israel could not fulfill, but Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, sings, "Blessed," or "Praise be to our Lord God of Israel, for he has raised up a horn of salvation, a mighty Savior in Jesus Christ our Lord." So the psalm ends with a reminder that God gives strength and dignity to the people who choose to follow him, who choose to live out God's heartbeat in this world. Well, I was riding my bike home one evening from an event this past week, and I looked to my left and I saw this gorgeous orange sunset taking command of the sky. And I thought, wow, the sun is doing an awesome job of praising God tonight. Just offering itself to the world. Just offering itself to God in wonder and praise. In summary, as we go into the fall season, how can we take our songs of creativity and rest with us? This psalm invites us into the universal choir. Which part of the choir are you invited to notice and listen into and join in with keenness in this season of your life? Perhaps it's just to be aware of creation, just to pause and be aware of creation, praising God, taking a moment and stopping to listen and to reverence life. It may be about changing a pattern in your life in such a way that reverence creation, stopping something or taking something on to learn from the Juneberry. Or maybe you are to listen to that tune of valuing and honoring your own self, just who you are. To enter into this fall season without striving. To rest in valuing yourself as being. Or maybe you're invited to honor someone else in your life with more attention and care. So before we sing together our next song, let's just take a moment of silence to listen to our particular call for us as we go into the fall season, to listen to the heartbeat of God for you. Let's just take a moment of silence. Praise be to you, Creator of life. Praise be to you, our Redeemer. Praise be to you, Spirit of life. We pray for the grace to listen to your heartbeat, to reverence all of life around us. We pray for the grace to be a people close to your heart. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.